on this joyful feast of the Ascension of the Lord, perhaps I should say on this glorious feast, because the Ascension is the second glorious mystery of the Rosary. Anyway, on this glorious feast of the Ascension of the Lord, a few questions might come to our mind right away. First of all, what happened? What happened to the Lord? Where is he? Secondly, why did his going to heaven cause joy for the apostles rather than sorrow? And then thirdly, what does this have to do with us? What's the significance of Jesus' ascension into heaven in our lives? Okay, so let's start with the basics. What happened? It seems obvious from the descriptions that we just heard, both in the first reading and in the gospel, that Jesus went up to heaven. He was taken up to heaven. He was taken from their sight. He ascended. Yes. But this can be badly misunderstood. And it is very often badly misunderstood. It does not mean that Jesus took off, that he launched into the sky and now he's gone. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that we have been left behind and now we just have to wait around for him to come back again. No, let's go back to Easter Sunday, what happened on Easter Sunday. When Jesus rose from the dead, that's 40 days earlier, for us it's, 6 weeks ago, he entered into a new condition, what we call glory. He was revealed glorified, even in his body, a glorified humanity. And he brought that body, that glorified humanity, our humanity, he brought it into communion with the Father in heaven. That happened on Easter morning. But, so that we would know about it, he appeared many times. He revealed himself many times to his disciples over the space of 40 days. And the reason why he had to do that is because otherwise we wouldn't know. You know, we're very limited. If we don't see something, we assume it's not there. It's gone. And that's the mistake we make when it comes to the ascension. As if we're limited to our physical sight, Jesus says, no, no. No, for 40 days, he proved that he is with us by his appearances. And then after 40 days, those appearances stopped. The conclusion of that period of visible appearances is what we celebrate today. It doesn't mean that Jesus left. It means that he's present in a new way, in a better way, in a higher way, in a way that requires faith, not simply physical sight. And remember what Jesus said to Thomas, when he appeared to Thomas, he said, "Will you believe because you saw me? Blessed are those who have not seen and believe." So we're talking now with the ascension about seeing by faith. We don't, because Jesus didn't go physically to a higher place, he went spiritually higher, and so we have to rise up in order to see him. Okay, so that's what happened. Second question is, why was this mysterious event a cause of joy for the disciples rather than a cause of sorrow? If Jesus had simply departed, if he had said, "I'm going away, I'll see you later, and when I come again, I'll see you again," if he had said that, then the normal reaction would be grief, sorrow, loss. But that's not what happened. Listen to what I just read here. He led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. They're very happy. They're no longer living in fear. They're not hiding behind locked doors. They're full of great joy. They're going to the temple. They're rejoicing. They understand that the Lord is still with them. that they can talk to him, that they can praise him, that they can pray to him, that they can rely on him for everything. They understand that. They're living in hope, not seeing with their eyes, but holding on firmly to the promises that he made them. What were his promises? That he would be with us always until the end of time, and that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. That's the event we're going to celebrate next Sunday, Pentecost Sunday. And for now, like the apostles, we rejoice in hope. We don't have to see in order to believe. That's what we celebrate today. We're not overcome with sorrow by the absence of the Lord, and we're not overcome by the many sufferings that we still face while we're here in this world, because we know that Jesus has conquered them all, has transcended them all, and has taken us to heaven with him. He's taken our humanity to heaven, and we're one body with Christ. Okay, well, I've already begun to answer the third question I asked. What does this have to do with us? What's the significance of Jesus' ascension in our lives? Well, for one thing, we should realize that this is a feast of hope, a joyful feast of hope, which is significant this year, especially because hope is at the very heart of the Jubilee year, 2025. As the theme of the Jubilee reminds us, we are pilgrims of hope. Yes, we're still on pilgrimage. We're still here in a troubled world with many trials. But we're here with the joy that comes from hope in the Lord. We who are the body of Christ on earth are in Christ already in heaven. That's our hope. And even though we don't see it and we don't feel it, we know it's true. We have faith. We know it's true. And it's only a matter of time for our hope to be fulfilled in heaven. Another lesson, in addition to hope, is that Jesus' ascension teaches us to recognize the presence of the Lord with us. His presence with us. This is not a feast of his absence. This is a feast of his presence in a new and better way. And Jesus himself said, it's better for us if he goes. It's better for us. If you were still walking around the streets of Jerusalem or Galilee or somewhere, if he were still appearing as he was for the 40 days after Easter, well, we would naturally think that he's over there, meaning he's not here. That's how we think. And that's not true. He is here. This is the wonder of his entry into glory, that he's present in a way that's only possible for God. But we can't be present everywhere. If we're in Jerusalem, we're not here. If we're here, we're not in Jerusalem. That's not true for Jesus. He is God, so he can be present everywhere. He's man, but in a glorified condition, present with us where we are. He's not limited to Jerusalem or to Galilee. He's here. He's speaking to us right now. He's with us when we pray. He's with us when we ponder the scriptures. He's with us in the poor and those who suffer, especially when we help them. He's with us in a special way in the Eucharist, very special way, what we call the real presence. And the real presence is present in every Catholic church all over the world at the same time. That's made possible by his ascension to the Father. Before he ascended, what did he say? He said, in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And he said, you'll receive this power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So it's a big mission, the whole earth. How can we be his witnesses to the ends of the earth? How is that even possible? It's possible because of him. It's because he is with us everywhere and always, no matter where we go, to the ends of the earth. If he hadn't said that, and if he didn't make that possible, we wouldn't dare to go to the ends of the earth, because we would be afraid of leaving him behind or of going off without him. No, the Feast of the Ascension reminds us, no, he is with us. He's with us in this new and better way. He's not sending us away to the ends of the earth, and he's not going away and leaving us behind. He fills us with his Spirit, and he journeys with us as we serve him, with us, in us. So let's rejoice on this feast day, this glorious feast day, the Feast of the Ascension. We don't say, oh, now he's gone, too bad. No, we say, Jesus, thank you that you are present here. Jesus, thank you that you are with us. Jesus, we hope in you, we trust in you. Hallelujah.